Up next, Desiree Hellegers is going to be interviewing Portland singer-songwriter Naomi Little Barrel Morina about the life cycle of her song, You Can't Kill the Spirit.
I'm speaking today with Portland singer-songwriter and writer Naomi Little Barrel Morina, whose song, You Can't Kill the Spirit, became strongly identified with the Grenham Women's Peace Encampment in the 1980s and more recently re-recorded back in January. And Naomi also notably, among the other works that she's produced, is an essay that was included in the groundbreaking anthology, This Bridge Called My Back, Writings by Radical Women of Color, which has been credited as an absolutely foundational text in the emergence of third wave feminism. Naomi, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks. I'm very happy to be here.
And let's just take a couple of minutes to listen to Naomi's song, You Can't Kill the Spirit.
Spirit mountain, old and strong, on and on. Spirit mountain, old and strong, on and on.
From blowing, can stop a mind from growing. Somebody can stop my song from being sung, but the song will live on and on. He can't kill the spirit. She's like a mountain, old and strong. She lives on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She's like a mountain, old and strong. She lives on and on. Nobody can stop a woman from feeling she has to rise up like the sun. Change the words we're saying, but the truth will live on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She's like a mountain, old and strong. She lives on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She's like a mountain, old and strong. She lives on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She's like a mountain, old and strong. She lives on and on. You can't kill the spirit. 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 Cause she lives on and on.
She's like a mountain.
So that was You Can't Kill the Spirit by Naomi Little Barrel Morina, who we're speaking with today, who's our guest. So your song came out of your work with the folk group Izquierda, meaning left.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Izquierda Ensemble. We were part of the women's music movement, and we toured extensively in the U.S. Playing our songs, and Like a Mountain was one that I performed at the that we performed at the Women's Michigan Music Festival that draws an international crowd, and I believe that's where my song first took hold and spread internationally, and was later sung in protest at the Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp in England.
And so that was a camp that sprung up as part of a protest against the Royal Air Force decision to site cruise missiles at the base at Greenham, and it really became the site of this long-running, really almost 20-year women's peace encampment, and your song became very, very strongly associated with that action. So what were you doing when you first heard about this? Because the song had already been, you know, sung there repeatedly and really was becoming identified with the movement before you actually got wind of it.
Well, apparently in 1982, after a couple of years after the band broke up, I was working at Old Wives' Tales, and somebody brought it to my attention that NPR, they were singing my song. They could hear my song being sung on NPR, so I listened, and it was apparently during an Embrace the Base action that took place at Greenham, where 30,000 women linked hands and actually encircled the entire base, and many were heard chanting my songs. I later met a couple of women from England who came over to seek me out once they heard that I was the writer of this song, and encouraged me to do a concert in England and to go to visit Greenham. So I did a fundraiser and ended up in England, where I quickly established connection with local musicians and local singers. And the recording that you just heard is from an album that we put together, a compilation of artists including Holly Neer, Peggy Seeger, as well as other local artists at Eel Pie Studios, that was offered to us by Pete Townsend of The Who. And so I went there, put together a chorus of women to sing on the song, and just had a wonderful time and met women from many different places. And they, when I left, they gifted me with a video called Carrie Greenham Home. And I was very surprised to see that in many of the clips in the video, women were being dragged off to jail or just standing in protest or and singing my song. So it was very moving to me and very important for me, and I wanted to show my support. So I went with a busload of women from Edinburgh, Scotland, and stayed a couple of days there, and witnessed some actions. I didn't participate in the actions. There was a lot of police on horseback, and I didn't want to get arrested and kicked out of the country, so I just calmly stood by my sisters and watched them participate in nonviolent tactics, other humorous interventions that they took to bring attention to get the cruise missile sites out of the UK. So it was a pretty amazing thing. But through the process over the years, I have gotten numerous requests from people who want to record the song or who had already recorded the song.
It's been recorded by at least 12 times.
Oh, well, at least. Yeah. I know there's been a lot of recordings of it and a sampling of it.
Trying to track a movement anthem is a little bit like trying to track a wild animal, right? I mean, tell us a little bit about some of the places that this song has been sung and recorded.
Well, maybe the metaphor I would use would be a brush fire. You know, somehow this song sparked something in people that it spread to, it was embraced by peace movements, by women's spirituality movements, by feminists, obviously, by women who marched against the Pentagon at one point, marching for LGBT rights. I've sung it for the United Farm Worker movements, for the American Indian movement. These were the homegrown places where I shared the song, but it did go out and spread like wildfire.
And it's also included in the anthology Rise Up, which is a collection of movement songs. And in particular, you got a request from Pete Seeger to include it in that collection?
Well, he wrote me a letter. It was after I had gone to Greenham. And he wrote me a letter, which I cherish because he was one of my idols in his integrity and commitment to peace and the working poor. And he sent me a letter, said that he wanted to do whatever he could to try to get the song out there. And so it did ultimately appear in that songbook.
So your song really did, in this January, get kind of a new life around the Women's March, right?
It had occurred to me that I needed to brush off my old activist boots. And I'd been a mother and working for those last 20 years for the county. So I gathered together a number of friends familiar with the song and those not so familiar with the song, like Portland Lesbian Choir and others, and Marilyn Keller and her wonderful jazz musician friends. And it was my intent to create, to release a video of this song as inspiration and a renewal to my commitment to activism on Inauguration Day. And we succeeded. In 6 weeks, we produced the video. And from what I understand, it's gotten 4,000 hits.
Okay, and we'll link to that video when we post this interview. So we're coming up, you know, it seems like an important time to remember this song and to remember the history of Grenham Commons, particularly as we're coming up on the 36th anniversary of the start of the Women's Peace Camp at Greenham Commons in September of 1981. And now we're going to go out with You Can't Kill the Spirit or Like a Mountain. Thank you so much, Naomi, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me to speak.
Stop a mind from growing. Somebody may stop my voice from singing, but the song will live. It's like